you hit on another piece of the suffering in that tab, that pain is physical, by and large. Pain is physical, but suffering is mental.
Yeah, and I didn't even think of that before. But suffering is definitely the mental piece.
Yeah, emotional.
Yeah, the mental and emotional. I mean, that seems obvious when you say it, but I have not.
Yeah, I'm not sure I put that together before either.
One of the most important things I learned last year was that the soul doesn't suffer ever. I mean, the body, you know, you can choose to or not and do this, you know, mental stuff, but the soul never, ever suffers, regardless of what choices you make or anything. I don't know why that really hit home for me to learn that.
Yeah.
It's true, but it is for me now, so that's all that matters.
I believe it's true, and I believe you can't get it wrong. You just can't get it wrong. You know, from this experience, the soul has an agenda. And it's doing its thing, and I just don't think you can get it wrong. But I do prefer to have it more pleasant. So I continue to tap and learn and embrace my expansion. Yeah, and so doing this big expo, I was so afraid, and I knew that it would open up all avenues of fear around my identity and business and putting myself out there again. And so I knew I had a choice. I could say no thank you, or I could say yes. And my intention was that, well, if I'm going to make my mind up, I want to say yes and do it in joy. And could I hold that place of curiosity and privilege in doing it? And I will say I got a little side nudge. I actually went with a friend to a reader, Melody Steele, out in Spring. And she goes, oh, the angels are saying that big thing you're thinking about, you're supposed to do that, but you really need to change your attitude. I went, okay, been called out, I'm on it. And so right then I said, okay, I'm going to do this. And you're right, I'm not going to, you know, I was perceiving it as a burden, as a job, a J-O-B, as a hard work. And then I just shifted it. And so even in the chaos and the fear and the oops, I'm like, check it out, expansion. Because I won't be the same person when it's over.
You're not the same person before it started.
No, but it's so tangible when you do something
concrete.
Mm-hmm.
Scary.
You know, when you learn that many things, you can't like unlearn them. You're capable of more. In your own eyes, which is the most important place. And I haven't hurt anybody. It's really impressive. Nobody's pushed my buttons through it, so that's really good. You know, the cats and the children and the 400 interruptions. I haven't, like, bitten anybody's head off at home. So I'm expanding.